This is Beyond the Matrix, Introduction to the Real, Season 2, Chapter 2. In this episode, we will be further discussing the source and the nature of the real. The real is beyond duality. Its source, of which the real is only an attribute, is inscrutable. It is beyond human description, comprehension. It is beyond the limits of our intellect. But we can learn about the nature of the source from humankind's relationship to the system. We know that mankind is all in all. It manifests in the system as multiplicity, but is indeed one. This tells us something about the source from which we derive. It tells us that the real, the source, although being ultimately inscrutable, manifests in the system as multiplicity, just as humankind does, though its substance is indeed real. We also know that we are of a different substance than the real. As a two-dimensional image of a three-dimensional object. As a result, although we cannot attribute human descriptors to the source, we can see its multiplicity in reality in the paths available to access it. We know, for example, that it reveals itself in multiplicity. The source cannot be accessed through human reason, but through revelation, and by learning about the nature of humankind's relationship to the system, which is a reflection of the source's relationship to reality. People like to say that the divine is good, that God is good. But just as humankind cannot be easily described in such binary terms as good or evil, so too can the source not be attributed any superlative which limits its intellect to such terms. But what we do know is that the system bends to the will of the source. It manifests itself in the forms of this reality. All of the system serves the aims of the source through manifestation of the real. Thus, the question is not what you can do to serve the aims of the source. Since you are always serving the aims of the source whether you know it or not. No, the question is whether you will serve the source willingly. In other words, we all play a role in the system, and from the time we are born until the day we die to this reality, we serve the source. That being said, there are true representations of the source and the real within spiritual traditions out there. Just as there are false representations of the source. But in the end they all serve the aims of the source in their particular manifestation, for all things bend to the will of the real. Likewise, there is no should within the system, just as the mind of the source is beyond our intellect, its judgment and justification beyond our comprehension, so too is the particular end to which each person is put, is outside the scope of our perception. You can only determine if you are willing to submit within your mind to the real, all else follows from the will of the source. For all things serve their ends within the system whether we like it or know it or not. So, if you ever ask yourself, am I doing what I am supposed to be doing? Is this what I am meant to do? The more helpful question is whether you are living within submission to the will of the source. Not because the will of the source is merely for you to do what comes naturally to you, but because you are already doing exactly what the design has in mind for you. And when you cease to serve the will of the source, then your time in this place ends, and only then. For we all serve a higher purpose, in the particular manifestation of our experiences. It is also true that the source wishes for us some internal rectification, to the extent that it follows from the role to which we have been assigned. In the coming to terms with what we believe and what we know, we are transforming ourselves according to the will of the source, in our particular manifestation of form. Finally, we know that this world is illusion, because know that the multiplicity of humankind is an illusion, just as we are a reflection of the real, with its manifold forms. Thus, in coming to terms with the oneness of humanity, in learning about the human nature, we are accessing the only path toward comprehending the source beyond reason available to those not given the gift of revelation. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.